Thanks for joining me today, Terry. Let's jump right into our podcast. As a matter of providing some background, what is your current situation with your loved one? And feel free to use her name or not, however you want to do it.
Okay. My current situation at your facility?
Yes, correct.
Okay, because this is her third facility.
Okay, yes. So as a point of background, current right now with us.
Okay. A month or so ago, I had decided that her facility that she was in was not providing what she needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started looking for another facility. And within a week, she ended up in the hospital while I was going through this. Ended up in the hospital with a UTI and sepsis. And so I didn't know what the outcome would be. I wasn't familiar with what I would expect her outcome to be.
Okay.
But I continued to look anyway because I knew she couldn't go back there.
Okay.
So I checked some board and cares. I checked integrated care. And I liked what I saw. I could see that this was going to be a better placement for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so while she was in the hospital, I went ahead and moved her room and everything over there.
Ah, okay.
And so we went ahead and went ahead with it. We didn't know what to do.
Is she in an assisted unit or a memory care unit right now?
No, right now she's in an assisted.
Okay.
Because at the time, that's what she needed, mm-hmm, at the time that I was looking.
Mm-hmm.
So we went ahead and went over to integrated care, and I moved her in there. And then the people there just kind of walked me through the hospital stay, the rehab,
mm-hmm,
and then finally we got her over there only about a couple weeks ago.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Okay. So let me kind of go up to that macro view now that we talked about earlier. What caused you to start looking for residential care in the first place? This is going back all the way now, three facilities ago, sounds like.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because I could see that she was calling me more. She lived in the same mobile home park that I did, but she was needing more care with her hygiene. She was needing, she was needing more, just more help throughout the day. I was having to do most of her shopping, that kind of thing.
And just as a point of reference, Terry, this she meaning Barbara, your mother.
Yes, my mother.
Okay, continue,
yes,
please.
And I could see she was diagnosed with Parkinson's,
mm-hmm,
and I could see in the future that this was going to be needed to get her into an assisted living. She and I are like oil and water.
Okay.
I love my mother dearly, but we could not live together.
Sure. That's not unusual, by the way.
No,
so.
And especially taking care of her, uh-huh, and learning how to deal with her needs. I think it would have been very frustrating for both of us. And so I could tell that she needed to go to a facility.
Did you consider any other types of care, like an in-home caregiver or...
Yes.
Okay.
And
tell
she
me
refused.
A little bit. She refused that altogether.
She did not want someone living in her home stealing from her.
Okay. So you kind of started off at kind of like the lower level of care, and then but before you knew it, you were back up to assisted living or some type of residential care.
Right. We tried all of that.
All right. Was there a specific incident that occurred that said, oh my gosh, I need to, because I know you said you saw it coming in the distance,
mm-hmm,
but did one particular thing happen where you go, I got to do this right now, I can't wait anymore?
I suppose it would have been when she kept calling me each day saying, Terry, I had an accident, I need for you to come and help me clean up.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
I see.
And it was happening more and more frequently. And then when she was diagnosed with Parkinson's, that doesn't go away.
Sure. You just know it's only going to get worse.
That's right.
How did you feel? I'm asking you to go back now.
Oh,
and tell
God.
Me how you felt during this time that
I
you saw
I
it coming.
I cried through the whole process. And I still cry every time I have to move her. But it was a hard decision. I felt guilty. I thought I should be taking care of her. Why, maybe we need to move her in with me, whatever. I talked to my brother. He lives in another state, and so we talked it over. We just felt like it would be more sane for her and myself if I wasn't the one giving all the care.
Right.
Yes, I felt very guilty. Okay. I felt like I should be taking care of her. I'm her daughter.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But I guess I was looking at the practical side also, and sure, my brother helped quite a bit, kind of helping me understand.
So it was a joint decision in this case with your brother. And was there anybody else involved? Just you and your brother?
I only have a brother, was just my brother and I. And my father had passed away 7 or 8 years before that.
Well, that's nice that you had your brother. A lot of our families, they actually get it. It actually ends up being a point of contention as to whether they or not. So you guys were on the same page from the beginning.
My brother and I work very closely together on her care. Okay. I'm the one that's hands-on right now because I'm here with her, and he's in New Mexico. Uh-huh. But, you know, he calls me, he calls her, So
the practical, as you were talking about it, you had the guilt on the one hand, but on the practical side, you're thinking, you know, there's medications, there's dressing, there's bathing, there's feeding, and there's driving and appointments. And you thought there's just no way that this is going to make any sense for anybody in the long run.
And I kept, you know, I would talk to friends and people and, you know, they kept saying, you can't be her daughter if you're her caregiver. You know, and
that's a golden nugget.
And she needs a daughter.
Yeah.
She needs someone to be her advocate, to be there for her during this whole process. And if she and I were not getting as long as well as we should have, it wouldn't have worked out that way. It would have been a horrendous thing for both of us.
That is a great comment. That's exactly the kind of insight that I'm looking for, because those are the kind of things that we don't necessarily think about on our side. But that's a wonderful comment.
Yeah.
Going back to the beginning before you actually made the first placement, what kind of challenges did you face as you began the process of investigating the different options available to you?
Well, I made up all my questions on a chart.
Uh-huh.
And I made appointments with about 7 different places that were in my vicinity.
Okay.
That seemed to be in my price range, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I went with my folder and all my questions on a chart.
Okay.
And I just hit all of them. And then when I was finished, I just kind of compared what I felt and the feeling that when I went in.
Right, that's important.
You know, how I felt about, were there residents walking around? How were the caregivers treating the residents? How were was it just a job to them?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
When you kind of started to develop your list of facilities you're going to go visit, how did you find them? Did you go online? Did you look in the Yellow Pages? I mean, how did they come about to your list?
I started with I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is new to me. So I kind of went online and looked myself, and then I found a place for Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I contacted them. They gave me some other resources and facilities to go check out.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a lot of help.
Okay.
So I went with them.
Okay, so A Place for Mom helped you fill out your list of potential facilities to visit.
Yes.
Did they give you all 7 of them? Is that what you said? You saw.
I found a couple of them.
You found a couple.
I wanted to be close to home, but in Moreno Valley.
Yes.
There's only 2.
Right.
Right now.
Correct.
Now there's Board and Cares, but I didn't feel like that was the proper facility for her now, at the time.
So the ones that were not given to you by A Place for Mom, was that just because you knew about them being a community member?
Online.
You also found them online. Okay, understood. All right. Talk to me a little bit more about how you started to narrow down that field. You talked about the feeling when you walked in. Were they just working, you know, not working? I mean, tell me a little bit more about how you took it from here down to here.
Okay, when I walked in, I wanted someone to pay attention that I was there. Mm-hmm. So if somebody approached me and said, "Hi, can I help you? What can we do for you today?" You know, because they would know I didn't belong there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would hope they would. So that was number one. Then the smell of the place. Was it clean? Were there residents kind of in the vicinity, sitting maybe in the little lounges, mm-hmm. whatever? I wanted to see that the care workers were moving, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and not over in a cluster somewhere talking.
Right, not chatting or
and not
a smoke
working
break.
On their computers and, you know, phones and that kind of thing. And then the administrator, when I talked to the administrator, what is the feeling that I got from him or her, compassionate-wise? You know, mm-hmm. how did they feel about their residents? Mm-hmm. How did they, you know, and when they'd walk me through, would they approach the residents and talk to them? Mm-hmm. You know, did the residents know who they were? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. How did they relate to the caregivers? How did the caregivers relate to the administrator? Uh-huh. You know, was there a good feeling, a good working relationship there?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. You're talking about all the things that are really the most important parts of it. Is it safe to assume that you knew the budget of each place that you were going to visit beforehand, so you didn't have to? So you kind of just went in blank slate. I'm not going to even worry about that until I feel good about something.
Right. I go in, get a feeling, and then I'd sit down and we'd go through the budget. Okay, mm-hmm. how much is this going to cost? Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. That's very, very interesting to know. I'm assuming that integrated care was maybe one of the ones that A Place for Mom had put onto your list.
They did it first.
They did it first.
At first, that was 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago when uh-huh. I started this whole process, I did visit integrated care because at the time it was the only one in Moreno uh-huh. Valley. Uh-huh. And at the time...
No, don't hold back. Okay. Don't hold back, Terry.
I walked in and there were caregivers, I guess they were. To me, I didn't know they were caregivers. They looked like the kitchen was here, so I thought they were kitchen workers. Mm-hmm. And they didn't acknowledge me. They got up and walked into the whatever. And over there, you don't know where the administration building is.
Right.
And so nobody really approached me or anything. So right mm-hmm. away, I thought, okay.
Fair enough.
You know, I don't know about this place.
Yeah.
I talked to the administrator. I was a little happier after I talked to her. Uh-huh. You know, I felt good about it. Uh-huh. But I guess that first impression just kind of said, maybe I better go look somewhere.
I completely understand. When you circled back around for this time,
yes.
how were you turned back on? You just already knew about us, obviously, by that
point. I knew integrated care was there. Uh-huh. And again, there's only two places in Moreno Valley. Mm-hmm. And I was already at the one, and I was not happy there. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give them another chance. I'm going to go, and I'm going to have an open mind. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. So when I went in, I was approached. Hi, what do you need? You know, who are you? and after been through two already facilities, I knew what I was looking for. I knew what I expected. Mm-hmm. So when I talked to the administrator, to Debbie, I was just floored mm-hmm. because she came up with things that I wasn't prepared for. Little things that were irritants over at the mm-hmm. other place mm-hmm. were solved here. Mm-hmm. And I thought, there's facilities that actually will do that? Mm-hmm. So it didn't take long for me to get a good feeling about putting her there.
Can you give me a couple of examples of some of those?
For each over at the other place, you get one laundry a week. Mm-hmm. After that, you pay $10. Well, okay, my mother has this problem to where she needs cleaned up a lot. So I was paying $20 extra a month for the extra laundry. Here, Oh, no, we wash as many times as your mother needs it. I mean, that's why she's here.
Right.
Over there, they did not, she kept falling. She was at a fall risk. She was in between a walker and a wheelchair type thing. So she kept falling. The attitude was, we can't have her here if she keeps falling. What are we going to do about it? And I wasn't given a whole lot of options of what to do there. So I, over there, over at Integrated Care, we have these monitors that we put on them and so that we know when they're getting up out of their wheelchair. We know when they're falling out of their beds or whatever. I just felt like they were more interested in helping me solve my problem since I was the only one making this decision and I was at a loss and I didn't know what to do with her. And they started helping me to see there were options. Let's do this. We can do that for you. We can, so those were the biggest examples.
You're going to have to forgive me if I well up a little bit during our conversation. I mean, it's just, that's exactly what we want to hear.
Another example is she was never able to go on the trips, on the little trips for lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And at the time she was able to do that. She can't now, but at the time, because a caregiver did not go with them. Mm-hmm. So she has this problem, you know?
Right.
So I need somebody there that can clean her up and put her back out in the, in the dining room or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that there and they said, oh yeah, we have somebody that goes with them and they can clean them up and no problem.
Fantastic.
Going to the doctors. I couldn't get her in and out of the van. And I would be the one to have to do that. At Integrated Care, a van comes and puts her up on the lift and goes in with them. I was floored. I said, no. I'm the one that has to do everything and then let them know what needs to be done when I got back to the facility. At Integrated Care, it's like, oh, no. We're going to take care of you as much as we're going to take care of your mom. And I needed that. I needed that support. Mm-hmm. Because, again, it's the first time I've gone through this. Mm-hmm. And it was that nurturing for me as much as my mom that said, oh, this is the place.
Fantastic.
Why would I go anywhere else?
Wow. I guess we pulled it together after a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you're certainly doing something right.
you talked to me right now about how, you really didn't have anything to compare it to. You didn't really know what it was all about. What, again, going back, what was your expectation at the time of the residential care business, the assisted living business? At the time, what did you believe that they should be doing for you, right or wrong?
Well, I suppose that they would be monitoring her.
Okay.
I knew about the button thing. I would assume that there was some way that they were going to know that she needed the care, the help. And so my first impression was that there was just going to be this desk in the middle and, all the people were going to be in little studio apartments around it and they were just going to be looking in on them, And when I started looking at the facilities, I realized they have their own apartments at the, what she could handle at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, she needs the desk. That's what I was looking for, was that central thing.
Right.
I would assume that they would clean her up. They would feed her. They would give her choices and some food. They would give her activities that she could go to if she wanted to.
Okay. So that was your expectation before knowing anything about the business. And then when you actually got into the business, how did the expectation and reality differ? In what way did it differ that you saw was really critical? Was there less care, more care than you thought?
Well, again, at the time, she didn't need as much care. Uh-huh. She just needed a little help with daily needs.
Uh-huh.
So I was shocked to see that they had their own apartment with a door. And they could make choices. I'm going to go to bingo today. I'm going to go to, or nothing. I'm going to sit and watch TV. That was kind of a bummer for me because I was kind of hoping that to get her more involved with people. So they were more of a closed off type thing when I noticed that. But, you know, she still was able to make her own choices on that.
Okay. That's an important question because, you know, the expectation for what we do is usually different than the reality with most new entrants into the assisted living, you know, marketplace. So thank you for that. You touched on this one, so I'm going to skip that one. You touched on that. If you were to list your ideal assisted living experience, or your, you know, the, if you could, you know, if the money was no object and you could have it any way you want, money's always an object, of course, but what would be your ideal experience?
I would have to, do you want me to talk to you about when she first went in or what she needs now?
Let's talk about it from the standpoint of the type, the way you interacted with the first place, you know, your interaction with the first place and the expectations that you had, and then maybe, you know, take it to now where her care level has changed and the facility, what they're capable of or what you think they should be capable of given her progression in her disease.
I thought about that. I would have liked to have had maybe the same facility, different levels of care. Yeah. So that, okay, she needs more care. Now we need to kind of move her to the next pod or the next place or whatever.
Yep.
Because when I first put her in, she was in a mostly an independent living. It used to be an independent, and it was transformed into a assisted. So there was a lot of independent living there, which was good. There was a library, there was activities, there was crossword puzzles, there was time to talk and sit and talk. There was more activity there. Now it's just, if you had put my mother, the way that she her needs now, into that facility, she would have gotten depressed. She would have seen that she was totally different. She couldn't do all those things. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, I hate to see the, to separate them, but really.
You have to.
And as an independent living person, I wouldn't have wanted to sit at the table with someone who can't talk to me, who just comes and doesn't, and someone has to help feed them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that would have been difficult.
Okay. All right. That's a good comment. That's a really good comment. Okay. Let me ask you a little bit, because we're kind of now drilling down to your experience with integrated care. So it sounds like in the first facility, you had to move out of there because her care had increased beyond the point of being a kind of independent living.
Actually, no.
No. Oh, okay.
The first facility was in Riverside.
Okay.
And again, I had come to integrated care and didn't get a good impression, and it was the only place in Moreno Valley. Uh-huh. Well, this other place had then gotten built. Mm-hmm. So and also the first place, they raised their rent like $200 in a month. Mm-hmm. And I went ballistic. So I went looking again. Mm-hmm. I ended up over at the new place, and they were a little cheaper. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful brand new place, and all
it's
of that.
Really pretty
and
place. It was,
you know, it, I thought, well, if it's cheaper and it's closer to me and it's a beautiful brand new, I thought that was important. Brand new place, then why wouldn't I move her? So I did. I moved her over there. And that worked for about a year. And then her care needed to be more, and they were not able to keep up with her care, and even though they told me they could. And they upped the price half. I mean, double. I would have paid within a month. They doubled my... Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, they did it to everybody, so it wasn't just me.
Okay.
So they decided, oh, we're not charging enough, so I guess we're going to have to get everybody up to the right price. Mm-hmm. And so then I went ballistic again.
let me jump in there real quick. How did you feel about the number of caregivers? Do you think that they're not being able to care for Barbara was a function of not having enough staff, or was it that they were just apathetic?
I think it was their attitude.
Just attitude.
I think it was the caregivers were very good. They cared about the people. They were, you know, hands on. But the staff, not as much staff as they should have. And so they should have been, since they weren't going to put the monitors on her, then they should have been checking on her like every 2 hours or something. Something, help me.
Sure.
And I felt so betrayed, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought that they were going to be taking care of them, my mother, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, she's falling now and we can't do anything for you. And we don't have any suggestions for you.
If they hadn't doubled the price, would you have just kind of sucked it up and said, I'll deal with the, diminished care?
No,
you would have said, I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, it was getting to where she was falling all the time. Okay. And they were not solving the problem.
Okay.
And I had to do something. I had to do something. Their suggestion was that I would have to hire an outside person to come in and be with her throughout the day. Well, what are you guys for?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, we, on some occasions, we also recommend that, but you're really talking about off the charts kind of care, you know, and it's so just a disclaimer.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. I mean, you know, when it gets, I mean, mom is now on what I'm calling transitional hospice.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's not where they're saying she's going to pass in the next 6 months, but it's where she needs a lot of care.
Gotcha.
You know, but the other facility would not have even approached that.
Sure. Speaking of doubling the budget, how have you thought about the pricing of this service as you've gone along? Has it seemed fair? Has it seemed outrageous? You know, that you're getting quality and value?
It's a bait and switch.
Uh-huh.
They get you in there on one price and then get you comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, we're going up 200, 300, 1,000, mm-hmm. you know, in just a few months.
So when other facility, you know that when we bring you in, we lock in the rate for at least 1 year.
Yes, that was another really thrilling thing for me because, yes, I'll pay a little bit extra now. If you lock it in for 2 years, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just felt like, you know, every time I went into a facility and got comfortable, oh, good, let's up the price since now it's going to be too hard for you to move your mom.
Right, it's such a hassle.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How I feel about the pricing, you know, of course it's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're not used to that. When all of a sudden you're paying, but you have to remember, you're paying for someone to be right there whenever she needs them, night and day.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at her food, her laundry, all of her needs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took, you know, the laundry, the facility, I mean, the electricity, the water, and everything else that you would have to pay in your own home, it's really not that far off.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're going to be paying extra for the care,
mm-hmm.
you know, as it should be. Not that you have much of a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you either do that or
right,
you
exactly.
take care of her yourself.
Right, right, which is a...
So I don't know that now that in the situation I'm in now, and I've already been through two other situations,
mm-hmm.
I think the price is fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's able to do it. She
mm-hmm.
has her retirements. She has Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So in her situation, we can afford it because she had that built up all through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to do that.
Let me ask you a question about that. We've been talking about the intensity of care that she's needed and how it's gone up, up, up. If you had, let's go back 4 years, and let's just say Integrated Care did a great job of welcoming you into the facility and blah, blah, blah. But at the time, Barbara doesn't really need that kind of, you know, right. she wants more of a social setting and more right. long walks right. and this and that. Would you have taken that into account and said, you know what, they're nice people, it's a nice facility, but I don't know if yes. she needs all this right now.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
And in a way, I'm thankful that I didn't get comfortable there at first because yeah. it would have not been the proper placement for her at the time uh-huh. because she needed more socializing. She was able to walk at the time. She was able to walk with a walker. Uh-huh. She was able to go to the activities and that kind of thing. But this now is the perfect placement for her
okay.
in her progression.
What do you think about the physical plant, the layout of our facility compared to somebody else's? And is that only because of the level of care that she
yes.
requires? Okay, so if she didn't require as much care, you would prefer for it to be more spread out? Or
no, you know, I've been to a huge place,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
and then I went to a smaller place. No, I think that there's you can get too big. And over at the other place, it was a little too big. It was, she kind of got lost. They kind of got lost. It was easy to take care of the ones that were mobile and could go to activities. Mm-hmm. And then they were getting used to those, you know, and they kind of catered to them because they were easier to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But then you throw in someone who needs to be in a wheelchair, who falls, who needs cleaned up, that kind of thing. It was too big
mm-hmm.
for her.
Was the location near the hospital of any value to you at all? Did that matter or not matter? Or
no, I think the thing that mattered to me was it was in Moreno Valley.
Okay, great.
It was close to me.
Okay.
I like the idea that you guys are going to build a skilled nursing there, though.
Yeah, that's
because
the crown jewel.
Now that makes me, I mean, I don't think she'll be able to enjoy that mm-hmm. at some time, but... But I thought, wow, that is wonderful.
Yeah, then we'll literally can just move up
yes.
and down as necessary.
Yes.
How about the daycare? Did you like the daycare being back there, or was that not
Didn't
of a concern
either.
To you? Okay. All right. Good. That's good. Well, I'm happy to hear that, you know, you found us, number one. That's a good thing. I'm glad to know that we've improved our intake, you know, so that you know who you're talking to when you come and see us.
Yeah.
And it's good insight that, you know, we kind of are the de facto skilled nursing facility in Moreno Valley. We take a higher acuity, a higher level of care client in our facility than
right.
a lot of other pieces
right.
of places are willing to do.
Right.
And we do it for basically an all-inclusive rate.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't, all-inclusive to us doesn't mean it's just a single rate. What it means is that we're not nickel and diming
right.
for every other little service
exactly.
that's necessary.
That's right.
We do, you know, there are some that you kind of have to, like transportation, some, you know, far away transportation. We
right.
still got to capture some of that.
Right.
But in general, we want it to all be included.
But it's still not going to scalp you to do that.
We want it to be all included
right.
as much as possible.
Right.
Well, can I ask you for any closing thoughts you might have, Terry? Any kind of summary thoughts that you think I might need to know about, or that if another family who is put into your situation would need to know about in order to make a good decision about where to put mom or dad?
Well, you know, yes, it's a new situation, and yes, it's the first time you've had to deal with something like that. You sit there and you think, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? I don't even know how to start. And I would say, you know, just jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to different facilities. Check them out. Have your list of things that you're asking about. And really, I think that Mom and I did much better with her being in a facility where I could go and visit her, take her to lunch,
mm-hmm.
Do things with her. But I still had the opportunity to go home.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
And know, and it made me feel so good to know that she was going to be taken care of.
Did the guilt ever leave you, or is it something
yes.
that you just deal with constantly?
Oh, no.
No, it did go away.
The guilt, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Once I got her in there and saw how well they were taking care of her,
mm-hmm.
how well she was eating, that she was having activities, and then the times that I could go and visit her, was a much more pleasant experience. Mm-hmm. And I could, then I felt like taking her to lunch, and I felt like doing things with her and staying a little bit longer and doing some of the activities with her and that kind of thing. Because then I knew that I could get a reprieve by, you know, getting away from the situation and letting, and knowing that she was going to be okay.
In that same vein, how did you think she took the transition from being at home?
Oh, she hated it, of course.
Tell me a little bit about that progression. How did it start? Where did she finally go, okay, well, actually, this isn't so bad?
Well, you know, we had talked about having someone come in. Mm-hmm. She kind of got the idea, okay, yeah, I guess I really do need a little bit more help. I mean, she wasn't foolish in thinking that, no, I don't need any help. You know, she knew that she was, and especially when the Parkinson's diagnosis came in, she knew that she eventually was going to need more and more help. So that helped a little.
Do you think she was assuming it was just going to be you and your brother, or you, at the beginning?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
At first, she thought she was in her big, huge house with all of her stuff. That, oh gosh, oh.
This is the nuts and bolts right here, Terry.
You know, I really pray for you, all of you that have to whittle all of the stuff down. It was a job. It was guilt. It was, you're getting rid of all my stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't care about me. You know, it was because she felt like she was being wrenched away from everything she had accumulated mm-hmm. throughout her life. And now you're taking it all away, my beautiful collections and my beautiful furniture. And that put me in tears.
You and her.
Oh, yeah. Quite a long time. And, you know, I just, thankfully I'm a strong person. And I just had to say, Mom, it either has to be where we bring somebody in and live with you here, or we have to get you into... So I took her to some of the places. Mm-hmm. When I whittled it down to two or three places, I took her over there. So that, because they don't have an idea. Their thought is a nursing home.
Exactly.
And right. So I took her over there. We sat down and had lunch with them. So that she could get a feel for what it was going to be like. I showed her the activities. Look, you can do this and that. That eased it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But man, going through her stuff and just wrenching it out of her hands, you know, I was like, no, you're taking away everything.
How long do you think she was at her first place or before you started to sense that she was actually kind of going, you know,
getting better.
Yeah, getting better. This isn't so bad as I thought it was going to be.
Not too long, really.
Not too long. A couple months, a couple weeks?
Yeah, I would say maybe within 4 months.
Okay.
She had worked it around that, okay, this is where I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. This is not too bad. This is where I'm going to live. Mm-hmm. So.
And did you ever notice that she, rather than just accepting the inevitable, did you notice along the way that she actually seemed to be enjoying herself at any point?
Yeah.
She actually got a little
better.
There
was more people around she could talk to. She loved crosswords, and they had a little crossword thing right after lunch or right after breakfast every day. Mm-hmm. She liked that. Yeah.
All right.
She got
That's good to know. That's really good to know.
She kind of got used to it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Realized she didn't need all that stuff that she was living with for all those years.
Right.
And yes, we took a whole bunch of stuff over there that she never touched. Yes. And piled in the wall somewhere, you know, but it made her feel more comfortable to have that. So we took it over there.
Sure.
When we moved to the next place, somehow those things just didn't quite make it over there. Mm-hmm. And so little by little, as I moved her each time, we got less and less.
Okay. All right. One last question, How we talked about kind of like the common area spaces mm-hmm. of the physical, mm-hmm. you know, building. What about the room? How big of a deal is the room to you or to Barbara as you've gone along through this process?
Well, to her, it's still a big deal.
Okay.
If she had not gone through the illness and come out at the other end with how severe she is now, mm-hmm. moving her into that studio apartment was going to be a fight. because she was used to her living room, her bedroom, and her bathroom.
Sure.
But she wasn't utilizing all that space because she couldn't.
Right.
She got to where she couldn't walk through. And, you know, what do you need a huge bedroom for? So moving her, I did take her once. I was able to take her once before she ended up getting sick and getting into the hospital. And she had said, well, we'll have to talk about it, you know. And it was a small studio, but it was enough space that she needed. That was all she needed at the time because she was in a wheelchair. For me, I needed a smaller space for her. I needed to get her out of that huge living room and bedroom. And it wasn't huge, but and get her into a smaller area to where she could manipulate. She can get around. She could get to where she needed to be in. So to me, it was important to get her into a smaller, smaller room.
All right. So yeah, our philosophy is kind of that the, you know, we obviously don't have the biggest rooms in the game. We really want them out of the room as much as possible.
And that too.
And that, so that was helpful.
Oh yes. In the long run. Yeah. Because in her other room, she wouldn't come out.
Right.
She would only come out for meals and then go back in her room. She just didn't want to, you know, go to the activities. And and it's like, no, Mom, you can't do this. You're suffocating. So in the studio apartment, what I really liked about the integrated care place is that she opens the door and she's right there in the
Everything's going on right there. Activities
right there. And I thought, well, fine, just sit there and listen to all the fun going on. You're going to want to be out there.
Right. Good point. Good point.
You know, so yes, I like that because even if she, at the time, maybe she could still walk 7 steps or whatever. She could go and open her door and walk out there and sit down and do an activity or whatever.
And her last location, was her room close to the common area, or was
it was down a lonely hallway.
Was that a challenge or no big deal?
It wasn't at first, but then as she progressed, they had to go get her in her wheelchair, and then she didn't want to. Her problem to going to activities is she didn't want to be down there and then have an accident and then be embarrassed and have to come all the way back, all the way down the hallway. So that kind of prevented her from going to some of the activities. But I said, Mom, you're right outside the door.
Right.
So you turn around and go right back in and push a button, you know.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Terry, I mean, I can't tell you how many golden nuggets you've given us here. And people that might look at this, you know, I think a lot of our, we have a general sense of what our families go through, but never in this kind of detail do we get to understand.
It's scary.
Yeah.
As a caregiver of my mother, it's scary. I want to control it. I want to be there. I want to say, no, you, we need this in place. We need this in place. I have to take care of her. And it was a process to learn to pull back, let them take care of her. That's their job. And to just kind of let things, and yes, it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be things that, you know, it may take a little longer for them to get to her or whatever. But it's okay. They're safe. She's safe. She's being cared for. She's being fed. She's clean. I go over there. I never smell her. I never smell anything. She's being fed. So it was a process to learn to say, to back off and say, okay, I need to be her daughter. Let them take care of her. And let me just come and have fun with her.
Right, beautiful.
You know, and do things. And knowing now I'm going to be going on a trip for 2 weeks and it's freaking me out. You know, because, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to Mom? But I keep realizing that's why she's there. Because she's going to be taken care of. They're going to, even if she ends up in the hospital, they're not going to just throw her in the hospital and leave her.
Right.
As another facility would have done. I know that someone's going to be on top of that. Make sure that she's okay. Get the directions from the doctors. Do all that. That gives me a huge amount of good feeling that I'm okay. That she's okay.
Wow. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Terry. This I got all of my interview questions in, and we really got some gems of wisdom here. This will conclude our podcast for today, okay. Thursday, January 25th. And I will be delighted to share this with not only our staff, but also other families that are looking
for. Well, your staff is golden.
you guys hear that? You're golden.
They are golden.
Thank you.
Especially Vanessa and Debbie and Luz. Uh-huh. She wasn't even their patient or their resident yet.
Right.
She wasn't even their resident yet. And every time I walked in to the room to do something with the room, someone was there. Do you need anything? What can we help you with? They would go and check on mom at the hospital to see what the doctors are saying that she needed. Mm-hmm. Another facility would not have even thought of that. Wow. I could ask them, mm-hmm. There were things that I wasn't sure that how to answer about mm-hmm. her care. And I could ask them uh-huh. and they would give me suggestions. You know, they would say, well, we could do this and we can do this. So you're okay. And then as worse as she got in the hospital, I kept thinking, oh, they're not going to take her. They're not going to take her over there. What am I going to do with her? They're not going to take her. But every time they'd say, we can mm-hmm. handle that, Terry. Right. We can handle that. You're yeah. good.
Yeah.
It was just the support and the comfort that I got from them. And I wasn't yeah. even the resident that's going to live there.
Right.
Yeah. It was golden.
Now we know why people don't. That's why you said the bait and switch, because it is so difficult to move. I mean, it's hard enough yes. to do it one time. Forget about doing it a couple times. So we understand.
It's just the care that they gave me as well mm-hmm. as my mother. It was like, where have you guys been?
Mm-hmm. You know? We've been honing our craft.
Where have you been?
We've been honing our craft over these years. So I think we got it now.
Well,
we
keep
got
that it down part.
Pretty good.
Keep that part yeah. where they are there to help the caregiver mm-hmm. as much as the resident.
Good point. Yes. To help make
decisions to mm-hmm. say, you're okay, Terry. We can handle that. You know, we're going to do this and it's going to be all right.
Okay.